This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I feel like I haven't talked to Mikey Fisher for about 6 months as he's joining us on the Buyers Barricades hotline to discuss the Cowboys and the Mavs. Good morning, Mike.
On the air, we haven't talked in a long time, but secretly, of course, we have our secret conversations. I don't know if it's too late, but I would please request that President Trump play this current fan host. You ready? This current fan host deserves a pardon. And the answer is RJ Choppy.
Oh, why?
Choppy, you've been a bad boy for a long time.
That's very true. I have.
Let's take you off the hook. That's my recommendation to the outgoing president.
I'll take a future pardon so I could do anything. There's a lot of people I'd like to get rid of.
Free life pass, yeah.
Were you surprised that Joe Exotic was not pardoned by Trump yesterday?
I think Joe Exotic should be in prison, and I think that lady should probably be murdered.
Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
She killed her husband, whacked him.
Let's not go there, too. But all right, let's just change the subject. Mike, Kellen Moore interviewing with the Eagles yesterday, according to reports. Is there any chance that Kellen Moore gets that job?
It doesn't seem like a very focused search, does it? They've interviewed so many people that it almost looks like Mr. Lurie was taken off guard by the fact that his general manager and his coach started finger pointing and tugging of war. I would say no. I would say that the idea of Kellen Moore going in there and blowing their doors off at age 32, showing how ready he is to run an entire football operation, I would say the odds of that are pretty against. I think it's a great idea to interview him and pick his brain. I think one of the things that happens in these interviews, Sean, same thing with Bones Fossil. Listen, Bones Fossil has paid a lot of dues. He's 47. He's as creative a special teams coach as maybe there's ever been. And his dad coached in the NFL, so he's lived it. But there's two big reasons you interview Bones Fossil, and I think this is a commonplace deal. One, I want to ask you what you think of our team. Bones, yeah. What do you think of Eagles special? What would you do if you were our special teams coach? And then if you're smart, you take notes and you steal the ideas. Two, Bones Fossil is represented by Bob Lamont, the super powerful agent who is also the agent for Howie Roseman, the general manager. And if you really look, it really makes the connecting the dots really easy when you figure out who's represented by who. And by the way, if you're not represented by Bob Lamont or CAA, or you don't have a very high, you know, media friend connection, you are not getting a head coaching job in the NFL, almost certainly. That's my recommendation. If you want to be a head coach, you better call Bob Lamont, you better call CAA, or you better kiss some national media ass.
All right, let's go through the rest of the Cowboy coaching carousel. There's so many names on here with interviews and possibilities. Take us through it.
What's funny about it is, I thought the Cowboys coaching staff last year didn't do a very good job. How are they all getting interviews? They were 6-10 right up and down the line. And yet everybody that's associated with them, including the former association of Jason Garrett, he gets interviewed too. George Edwards, I just think they'll be making a mistake if they let George Edwards out of the building. And there's a lot of people in the building who agree. He did interview, of course, in a courtesy way. With Mike McCarthy for the defensive coordinator job. And I know that he had a meeting with the Joneses too, in which they said, we'd like to find a way for you to stay. Can you keep him as the, you know, senior assistant, special assistant? Would he be the linebackers coach? Which would be quite a coup here, but he's interviewing to be the defensive coordinator with the Bears. And as one person told me, Sean, George Edwards is the best, toughest, smartest teacher in the building. And based on what we know about last year's coaching staff, I really wouldn't want to let that go if I was Jerry and Stephen Jones. Miles Austin gets himself a job with the Jets and as the wide receiver coach under Robert Saleh. And here's what I like about – now, Miles Austin never gave any of us the time of day. I never quite understood it. We were always awfully nice to him. But I do give him this. He came here, started here as an intern under Garrett. Next year moved into scouting, and then I think moved into quality control or something. I mean, he was getting paid nothing. He was doing the grind. Applies for the wide receiver coaching job that eventually went to Sanjay Lal. When he didn't get that, he goes to San Francisco, Sean, and starts all over again. Does quality control again. And so I like the fact that a guy's paying his dues, unlike the idea that somebody who's never coached before could just go walk in and be in charge, Choppy, of your Tennessee Volunteers.
Well, I mean, they're going to be on like 2 years probation, so they're going to take what they can get.
they do, yeah, which is why the idea of Jason Witten, assuming he retires, which he may not, assuming he feels like, man, not only did I learn a lot under Garrett and Parcells and the Joneses, but now I've learned under John Gruden, I'm ready. And I don't think there's any way to be ready. But that Tennessee job is now open, and Chop, you make a great point about who wants it. What hotshot coach wants that job?
Hugh Freeze.
No one.
That's an issue for them. And I'm no expert on college football or Tennessee, but I know this. They've done a couple things. One, they play in a conference in which they cannot win. That it's challenging enough. No offense to the three great products, Peyton Manning, Jason Witten, and RJ Choppy, the three most famous alumni. They now have fired a coach because of alleged violations. They've done something else with the coach that's going to make it hard to chop. They're trying to take away his $12.6 million that they owe him. Well, if you do that to this coach, by the way, I don't think they'll be successful. What about the next coach that comes in there? And when they decide they don't like you because you went 3-7, they do an investigation on you and then take away your $12 million. So I think it'd be a terrible career move for Jason Witten to say, oh, sure, I'll go be a head coach when he's never even coached Little League before. But that name's going to get circulated. There's no doubt about it. Let's see, who else do we have on the Cowboys list that we should mention?
Secondary, Coach Maurice.
Maurice Lindquist is out. He's not out because they hired Joe Witt. He's out because he was out. And now he's going to go to Michigan. They just discovered he's, with all due respect, as a teacher at the NFL level, he wasn't ready for that. We should point out again, as we did at the time, as a cautionary tale at the time, Coach McCarthy hired him and didn't know what his first name was. Didn't know whether we should call him Mo, Maurice, or Morris. I like the idea of casting a wide net. But once you're hiring guys you don't even know their first name, that's a bad idea. Dan Campbell, our old friend, is going to Detroit. Talk about a who-you-know business. You want the inside scoop on this one, Sean?
Quickly, yeah.
Why wasn't Dan Campbell interviewed anywhere else? He wasn't a hot candidate. He's never even been a coordinator.
Yeah.
The Lions, the Ford family, the lady now in charge, brought in Chris Spielman to be her special advisor. Well, Chris Spielman, God bless him, he above all else, he's a musclehead, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to say a meathead, but let's call him a musclehead.
It's okay.
Well, what's Dan Campbell?
He's a meathead.
I will promise you that when the Ford family said to Chris, because they could have asked Barry Sanders, who's also employed by them. Hey, Barry Sanders, what do you think? Barry Sanders might have said Eric Bieniemy or whatever. But Chris Spielman basically said, let's get us a meathead. That's why Dan Campbell is the head coach of the Lions, again, with no disrespect to the fantastic job that he might do for a team that always finishes last in that division. If you listen to G-Bag Nation, you already know what's coming out today in Philadelphia. Doug Peterson might take a year off, and kudos to G-Bag Nation. They discussed that with background on 10 days ago. So that's why you Tolo if you're an NFL fan.
Mike Fisher right here on the Fan. What's up with Andy Dalton?
In Denver, they're talking about, hey, we could use a backup quarterback. Why does Andy Dalton want to leave Dallas to go be a backup quarterback? If Andy Dalton leaves Dallas, it'll be because he's got a chance to start. Otherwise, you know, the idea, I think Pro Football Focus said, give him a 2-year, $10 million deal to go to Denver. Why not just stay here? And especially in a COVID time. What Dalton told me when he signed was, I didn't want to be away from my family, and I didn't want to drag my three little babies all around the country. So we came home. It was part of the attraction. They have their lovely home in the Park Cities. Well, I think this level of discussion makes it possible that Andy Dalton stays. And I think that'd be a coup for Dallas. I don't want Andy Dalton as my starting quarterback, but I do want Andy Dalton as my number two.
But if you're Andy, real quick, Sean, if you're Andy, Denver creates the possibility that if the quarterback stinks, they bench him in week four. They're not benching
True.
Dak Prescott in week four. Like, the only chance he has to start here is if Dak gets hurt. Within Denver, he has a chance to start based on production.
Yeah, you'd be in a quarterback competition there, and it's a good point, Chop, because as Broadus always says about having a sponsor in the building, they got a new general manager in Denver. Well, he didn't draft Drew Lock. He didn't care about Drew Lock. So it could be a competitive situation. You're right. But and Andy Dalton, that's the first thing he's looking for. Again, you know, his thing about COVID, I don't want to drag my family around in COVID, he said last March. Well, this March is coming, and it's still COVID.
All right, you're very plugged in with the Texans through your work at Sports Illustrated. I think I'm the only sports talk person in the country who doesn't feel bad for Deshaun Watson. I'm kind of holding his feet to the fire here because he knew what the organization was, and he still signed the deal only 6 months ago. Did you see our Dak Prescott Deshaun Watson poll question yesterday?
Yeah, and first of all, listen, nobody I'm a huge proponent of paying Dak Prescott $40 million times however many years he wants. He's very special for this situation. But in a vacuum, Deshaun Watson is better than Dak Prescott.
It's not even an argument.
I won't say it's not close, but it's not an argument. Go sit down and watch Deshaun Watson. Go watch an entire game of Deshaun Watson. He does every single thing you want. The things we talk about with Dak, well, you know, he's great at this, but there's a hole in this part of it. Well, he can do this, but he needs to work on this. There is no work on with Deshaun Watson. There isn't any. And the other beautiful thing about Deshaun Watson, and this is the part where you're wrong on, Sean, is in terms of character and leadership and intelligence, he's just like Dak. He's all those same fantastic things that Dak Prescott has. So number one, if you could just pick a quarterback, it wasn't about money or chemistry, or you'd pick Deshaun Watson every time. That's not an argument. Why is he disgruntled now when he wasn't disgruntled 4 months ago when he signed a contract? Because 4 months ago he didn't know that the people that run the Texans are liars. What they did this time around, driven by Jack Easterby, the character coach, who is a pastor who's running a football team.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a person of faith, but I don't have that much faith in anybody. and I'm going to go to my favorite priest and say, why don't you be the president of the Dallas Cowboys? No, I don't have that much faith. They told him, not because his ego desired it, they told him as a representative of the locker room, he is undeniably that team's leader. We'd like to have you involved in the moves we make. Let's kick it around. Let's talk about it. And then Jack Easterby, knowing that the moves that he wanted to make would not work in the locker room, Jack Easterby, who was clearly in charge of being the one to tell Deshaun, didn't make the phone call. And now Deshaun Watson feels betrayed, and he's representing a locker room that feels betrayed. That's the important story there. And what they've done to themselves now, sadly, is because poor Cal McNair, for some reason, probably their shared faith, is married to Jack Easterby. And he might be in a position where he's going to have to choose. You want to choose your locker room or want to choose your priest? You can get another priest. You can't get another locker room. And you cannot get another Deshaun Watson.
Great stuff, Mike Fisher. We should have you on every other month if we were going to get this type of content. Yep. Thank you, Mikey. Appreciate it.
you know, we should have you on a little more often.
Well played. Well played. At Fish Sport. At Fish Sports, Mike Fisher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.